This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Unlock the heart and souls of you and me. Love will learn to sing your song.
We'll have the commish Rick Hummel on at 11 o'clock. Martin will join us at 11:30 from the Westport Social House, which is really a cool place. Westport Social. One texter saying, I will confirm I am not Joe's son. So he's just a great fan of Joe.
And I think Joe is a great broadcaster and very engaged in the game. He mentioned he saw it right away. He's enthusiastic. He's happy. And it's such a great change of pace after the first two games with
Mike Milbury.
He
just hates life.
You know, he just seems so bored during those games.
I'm bored. I would use a couple other terms, but not safe for radio on old Millsy. But I will say, watching that game, you would after the game, I was just thinking how Panger and Kelly, how they would have handled that call. Being just a regular season game, maybe not so much, but Micheletti was absolutely phenomenal. Like you said, it's a great change of pace from what we had in previous rounds, but still, you would have loved the local broadcast, especially with a game like that with a controversial call and see Panger getting a little angry.
Panger was on NHL Network, but when you're on the network, you're not quite as candid as a local broadcast.
You're not allowed to be. I'm trying to find the Kerber call from last night.
Took them just a little bit of time, but then I think it was Joey. I'm not sure. They brought it up pretty quickly, too. They had a great call.
That's good.
The Blues mantra moving forward just needs to be 16 wins and a blank job. I think people get that.
That's got to be the headline, right? Because it's right. For like the Post-Dispatch, they use that? Because that should have been their headline.
I called Channel 5's KSDK.com to find out if I could use the word screwed on a commentary, and they said yes.
Nice.
I don't know if I can do it.
Did
on
you put
TV.
In caps?
maybe the Blues should practice shooting at the empty net. They never seem to hit it. Has that happened a lot?
But to me,
blame Schwartz. He's been their MVP.
That with all the things that happened in this game, to me, the empty net misses are kind of a non-issue. I understand if one of those goes in. Obviously, we're not having the conversation today, but That hand pass is the thing you need to talk about.
It's
absolutely what you need to talk about.
Had San Jose just scored a legal goal, just a regular goal in overtime to beat the Blues, that's what we're talking about, is the missed empty net by Schwartz.
Yeah, you're right.
It is true, yeah. But it seems like such an afterthought and not even a non-issue after the hand pass incident.
He's just about to become the first Blues player to get in double-digit goals in the postseason since Brett Hall back like in the early 90s.
It's pretty good company.
Yeah, he's pretty good. All right, now how about this? Speaking of great Blues players, somebody with an interesting text. When we get to the finals, does Bob Plager give the "We're Here" speech? If not, who? I couldn't think of anybody more deserving than the guy who's been with the organization all 52 years.
And you
years.
Would think he would love to do that if asked as well. So I think that's a no-brainer.
Bob Plager, who will be on our postgame show on Channel 5 on Sunday, by the way.
Oh, very cool.
Now, you couldn't do Pronger because he's technically with another organization.
If it's Boston, do you do Kachuk? It's because he's from there?
That's not bad, period. I mean, it will be Boston. But yeah, that would be good. And the fact that he's kind of in the organization, he's doing some scouting for the Blues, even though his two sons play for different
teams.
And he
couldn't have a more fun and intense personality.
Yeah,
he's a weird dynamic to where he goes from, you know, 0 to 60 in no time, and he is perfect for
that. Now, you'd say, wait a minute, what about Bernie Federko? You could make a case for that. And you could make a case for Al McInnes. And Al's probably not as animated, but Kachuk would probably nail it. Bob would be fine at it. And then Bernie, of course, a broadcaster, he'd be good, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else here, Brian? Let's read some text.
Someone's saying, look at Carlson's reaction. He also knows it's not going to count.
Didn't one of those guys – was it Carlson who said we're not playing handball?
It's Carlson.
Here? Yeah.
And it was a very snarky, but I don't know.
I don't know. What are they supposed to say?
Yeah.
Like if I'm a Shark or if the reverse happened and the Blues benefited from it, I wouldn't want Petro or Tarasenko or Shen to say – yeah, I did that, and it shouldn't have counted. Just play dumb.
I would recommend watching. It was definitely on NBC postgame. Pavelski. It wasn't on the podium. It was certainly after game. He gave a great postgame interview. Obviously, didn't say, you know, that was clearly a hand pass, but he kind of with his with his wording, he kind of understood why that was, you know, the review needs to be changed, but, you know, we got to win. We deserve the win. But Pavelski, he's a true pro. He did a great post-game interview.
I mean, even the studio analyst, Patrick Sharp, and
they all felt
all of them unanimously felt that these are the quote-unquote rights holders of the NHL postseason, and even they felt the league got it wrong.
Here's an interesting question from Splashback Deuce. Do the players even see the pregame pump-up video? It just pumps the fans up.
You have to hear it in that room, right?
Now, there's a possibility, because I'm sure Craig Berube's not really long-winded and he's not speaking to the last seconds
when
they
mean?
Walk out.
Herb Brooks, he is?
Yeah. No, he's not. And there's a chance that they're in that locker room and that thing is up. I mean, if I'm in charge of that, I'd make sure the Blues do see it, because they don't come out there until after that video is done. And then they play that other great video, right? So there's time for them to watch it.
Now, I have to ask, I know this will be a completely different crew as far as the officiating. Will they get heavy amounts of booze, just in general, the officials coming out to the ice on Friday?
We'll
have to see people inebriated. It's still, I think they're going to take a little bit longer to get over. A win tomorrow night will probably do it. But there are people still going to be hammering on that call from last night for tomorrow night. So I don't know how the reaction would be there.
And every shark who was involved in that moment.
Oh, Carlson going to get destroyed. Oh. He will be the punching bag for sure the whole game.
Only the losers ever complain about the officiating. The winners never do. Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, because you win.
You know who's not complaining? Yeah. You know who's
right?
not complaining?
Isn't that the easiest one?
The Blues players are not the ones. They were. I'm telling you, from Pietrangelo to Perron to Berube, none of those guys would really go after this.
And you can't expect Carlson to go to the ref or go postgame and be like, yeah, it's 2-1 Blues. There's no way, you know, that goal should win. Clearly, for his fans' sake and organization, you have to take credit for the goal, say you deserve the game, and move on. There's not much they can do in that situation.
Definitely Bobby Plager do the pregame speech, showing him pacing back and forth like an old-school coach preaching to his players like he paces back and forth during Blues games. In fact, Bob has told me that sometimes at the bar, at his restaurant, he gets a little too nervous and he doesn't watch. And then he'll hear a roar, then he'll go watch the replay.
I like him getting in his car, in his garage, at his own home, listening to Kerber on the call instead of watching it.
It's crazy when you think about it, these executives or these longtime people who just are too nervous to watch. Billy Beane is like that. Jerry West, when they're winning championship games, would be driving around Los Angeles.
You have guys almost feel like they're so invested in the organization. And Plager obviously is. I mean, he's been in the organization for God knows how long. I could see myself in that situation not wanting to watch high-pressure situations. You know, I understand, Bob. I love going in the car and listening to the radio at your house.
Billy Beane offered to go to dinner with Brian Cashman during the wild card game last October because he didn't want to watch the game. Cashman said no, but he didn't want to watch the game.
Not surprised.
My pastor from Green Tree Church, Pastor Tom Ricks, sober or drunk, everyone's booing the refs tomorrow night.
This is true. 3-1-4, we got screwed. But even if they correct the call, who's to say we win later in overtime? Bottom line is we need to win Friday. Can't really expect to win both games 3 and 4 if this year's postseason had been any guide.
Yeah.
So that is true. You would have won, but it would have been nice to have been given the opportunity.
Now, Frank Bennington, cool, calm, and collected all year. Don't you see this game on Friday? Everybody talk about how the offense, we're going to be peppering pucks in it. I could see Bennington standing on his head because he's the type of guy that probably blames himself, even if it was a hand pass, for this loss. I have a feeling Bennington is going to have a superb Game 4 and absolutely domination by the Blues, mainly because Bennington will maybe only give up one goal. I just see it having a huge game.
I like that line of thinking. Yep. It's good stuff. All right, before we go to break, a quick word about Dr. Michael Jones. What these referees need to do is go to Quantum Vision Centers and get their vision corrected right away. And Dr. Michael Jones can absolutely do that. He's one of the great eye surgeons in the country. He can correct the vision of these officials last night who cost the Blues Game 3. 855-260-EYES. He's a longtime friend of the show. He is a big sports fan. I'm sure he was watching, and I'm sure he will offer his services to the referees right away. He's board certified in ophthalmology. He's one of the greats in St. Louis. Tell them I sent you. 855-260-EYES. Dr. Michael Jones.